I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For over a week now, hundreds of protesters have taken over the streets in southern Syria and shut down the government building of President Bashar al-Assad's ruling party. Syria's economy has been crippled by international sanctions and fuel shortages. Samuel with Redemptive Stories tells us
the economic situation, just even since the earthquake, has worsened. Prices have almost doubled on basic needs for the people. And that's why you're seeing these protests. They continue to subsist by the generosity of their family and friends outside the country who send money back for them.
However, that's not the whole story in Syria. The area with the protests has a high Druze population, and Syrian Christians are reaching the Druze with the gospel. Pray for Syrians to be bolstered by eternal hope today. And when you're working on a task with multiple people, everyone needs the same basic information. For example, classmates working on a group project need to know when the assignment's due and what each section requires. The same principle applies to ministry. However, information varies widely right now concerning the spiritual needs of deaf communities. Rob Myers of Door International says common assumptions lead ministries to publish numbers that don't match the reality on the ground.
If we look up where are the most unreached people groups and deaf communities aren't included in those lists, then we've missed some of the most needed areas of the Great Commission.
A handful of deaf ministries, including Door, are launching a database to streamline information and accurately assess the needs in deaf communities. Pray their efforts will be successful.
It's important that we empower the church with good information so that they're able to follow Jesus' commands to take the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.